You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. It is Tuesday. That means it is Power Ranking Tuesday. Everybody does their ranking today because Week 2 is in the books.
Yeah, and it's a good time to do it, obviously, and kind of take stock where all the teams are at, of course. So let's do it.
Yeah, and we're starting to get, I don't want to say after 2 weeks you have an idea about teams. We really don't.
No. I mean, they're ever-changing in this league. We know that.
Yeah, and, you know, like, for example, you know, the Steelers were a team that was getting a lot of love after week one. The Saints were a team that were getting was
Saints getting, are a good example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's ebb and flow.
Without question.
I want to see the first four games before I start deciding who's great and who, you know, what's for real and what isn't.
Right. And some of these teams, maybe we should even be like, I bet they don't stay in that. I bet they go up from here. You know, this is an aberration, or boy, this is maybe the highest they'll ever be all year, or, you know.
Yeah.
So who's 32?
These are Dan Hansis's rankings on NFL.com, the same ones we use every week. At 32 is the same team that was 32 last week because they lost to the Houston Texans. Well, this week they got smoked by the Denver Broncos.
They sure did, yeah.
It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. They might live there all season long. They might win a game at some point and pass the team that is, well, I don't know if I would agree with the team he is at 31, but we'll talk about that in a second. But the Jaguars are bad.
It seems like the culture is bad.
Poorly coached, too.
The coach doesn't seem like he's, I won't say dialed in, but, you know, 100% bought in.
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
I'm not sure he knows what he's doing. Yeah, I think they're in a rough place. And it would be a shame if such a prospect like Lawrence, not that, you know, everyone that comes, Jamarcus Russell was a great prospect, too, but if he gets ruined by situation, like, man, that would stink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has a chance to be so good.
Number 31, he has. Same team he had there last week, the Lions.
Oh, I'd have the Jets.
I'd have the Jets, too.
Yeah, I'd have the Jets. The Lions are competitive.
Right. You know what I mean? they were beating Green Bay at the half last night.
Right.
And then the wheels kind of fell off, but they were winning in Green Bay.
And even, I know they got some crazy bounces, but they didn't give up against the Niners, even though they were getting smoked. They played hard at the end of the game.
And even the game last night could have been closer.
Yeah. Last night's game kind of reminded me of, like, you know, like when Duquesne plays a Big East team and plays them really strong for a half.
Yeah.
And then the second line comes in and they just can't keep up. You can't put 60 minutes together, you know? I mean, to me, that was the Lions last night.
Yeah. At 30, he has the Jets. You could make the argument that the Jets should be last.
I think that they're closer to 32 than 30.
Yeah.
It's bad right now. Wilson threw a ton of picks. He's not getting a lot of help. And, you know, the defense isn't wonderful. LaFleur doesn't seem to be helping people much on offense either. And, you know, they're using a lot of 12 personnel, even though they don't really have tight ends. You know, like, they don't have any running backs. You know, like, it's bad.
It's like trying to pound the, you know, I'm going to do this, and this is what we do. So this is, we're going to run my offense instead of just doing what's best for your team.
Right. And, man, you get to those positions where the team really bottoms out. It's so hard to come back up.
Yeah.
But, man, it's,
this is why you don't, you know, the people who are saying the Steelers need to tank.
That kind of stuff, right.
Or get rid of all these guys. It's tough to get back up off the ground.
Yeah, and then you get a new coach with a new scheme, and you don't have the pieces, and, you know, right. And you're trying to break in quarterbacks. It's rough.
29, down a spot, the Atlanta Falcons.
I guess they deserve it. It's hard to lump them in with these total bottom feeders, but they're really bad.
They're bad.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
Defense doesn't have talent. They don't run the ball much, and they don't throw downfield.
I don't think they can run the ball.
I don't think they can. Ryan looks close to being cooked, and, yeah, it's not pretty there.
At 28, up a spot after a loss, the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean,
they're competitive.
They're competitive.
They've got some veteran pride.
They do. And I guess by the way I do power ranks, they would be low because Thigpen's hurt.
It's a little different, yeah.
You know what I mean? But
if they played, even with Davis Mills at quarterback.
See, I think when he came in, it was
bad.
It was all over.
Yeah.
I mean, and now he has a super short week for Thursday. We'll do it to Carolina.
We'll get to this in the fantasy segment.
Yeah.
Carolina might be the, like, if you're streaming defenses,
yeah,
the Panthers are the defense of the week.
That's a good defense, first
yeah.
of all. I mean, we'll get to the Panthers when their name comes up. I'm very impressed with them. Houston with Davis Mills might be last.
Yeah.
I mean, just because he's a third-round pick doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe they'll get him a little more ready.
Probably.
But if they're playing against – I trust the veterans on that team if they're playing in 2 weeks from now against the Jets or the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
to be able to figure out how to win the game.
Agreed. Especially if Thigpen's healthy. And yeah. Not that he's great, but, I mean – Tyrod Taylor, I called him Thigpen. Huh? No, I mean, Taylor's played well this year. I mean, if they don't have a quarterback, they're not going to be good. But they're better than we thought. That's without question.
Yeah. At 27, the New York Football Giants.
Hmm.
They were competitive in week 2. It was against Washington.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I guess I'm not sure who I would put there off the top of my head. I mean, it seems a little rough on the Giants.
They're the best of the 0-2 teams.
Yeah, right. I mean, of that group, I guess they're better than the Bengals and some of these other teams we'll mention.
I think they're probably
worse than the Bengals. You know,
I'm not sure.
Since he's the team, I'm sitting here thinking maybe I'd put there.
Yeah.
I mean, since he at least has a win, but it was an overtime. Okay. I mean, I can't really.
Actually, there is another 0-2 team out there because Minnesota's 0-2.
Yeah. I wouldn't have them in this neighborhood, though.
Yeah. 26 is the Bengals, down 3 spots.
Okay.
They lost it. The Bears stink.
The Bears are bad.
Yeah.
I guess you have to put the Bears ahead of the Bengals to feel good about how power ranks work, but they're both equally bad to me.
Yeah. At 25 is up a spot is the Bears at 1-1.
Okay. I'm going to put the Giants over both those teams.
Yeah. We're probably going to see Justin Fields this week.
I think so. And from the Bears, I mean, just make the decision and give them the ball.
Yeah.
But if Dalton hasn't played,
it depends on how it looks here. If he goes out, if they go out this week, and I don't even know who they play.
I don't know off the top of my head.
If they go out this week and he struggles really badly, if Dalton's ready, then you bring him back. But
you have to build an excuse to protect the kid a little bit.
But if he goes out and gives you a competent game, then you just. You started the rest of the way.
Yeah, they're not a contender.
Right.
I mean, the best thing for the organization is getting him on the field.
Talk themselves into that all they want.
But. Yeah, and they're on a fine line of trying to save their jobs, too. I mean, that's where you get in trouble, too, when you have coaches that don't have great job security, and the best thing for them is to build long-term, but the best thing for the human being coach is to win now and get to 8 wins. And,
yeah,
you know.
Try to save your job.
Right.
At 24 is the 0-2 Vikings.
Hmm. They definitely would be ahead of every team you mentioned to me.
They didn't move any this week. I mean, they played a good game against a decent Cardinals team.
Yeah. I mean, I think out of Arizona, 13-ish, and they battled them to the end and probably should have won it if the kicker makes it. You know, I mean, so Minnesota's clearly the best 0-2 team for me.
Well, he's got – I forgot about this one. The Colts down 2 spots at 23 or 0-2. I think Minnesota's better than the Colts.
Yeah.
I think the Colts have. You want to talk about another team that I hate to pick up the Titans defense because I thought that's who the Colts play this week.
Yeah,
but it's Jacob Eason this week.
Too bad.
They're going to struggle.
They're going to struggle. That looks like 0-3 to me. I don't know if I'd pick up the Titans D because that's not a good unit. But I hear what you're saying. I mean, like I have Pittman. I'm not
like I would expect Bud Dupree to get a couple of sacks this week.
Yeah, you would think. I mean, you would think. Colts are in a bad spot, and they're just digging their hole deeper and deeper.
But we'll get to watch them on in-season Hard Knocks. That'll be
– Yeah, I'm curious how that goes. When's that start?
By the time the Colts will be like 1-6.
So did you just name the Colts right
above the Colts are at 23, they're down 2 spots.
The Vikings are better than the Colts.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they play 10 times. Minnesota wins more.
Down 9 spots, your favorite team, the one you love to hate, apparently, the Miami Dolphins.
That was a really bad performance.
You got shut out at home.
That's a really bad performance. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know.
Think about it this way. The Bills' defense this year has put up 6 shutout quarters.
Yeah, it's looks much improved. they can rush the passer.
It's a pretty good defense.
Front. Right, yeah, it really is. We noted that last segment. I think that's where Miami belongs. I mean, even last year, they weren't a fraud, but they're so reliant on turnovers, special teams, big plays.
Yeah.
That's a hard road to live in.
They don't run the ball particularly well.
Their line's
to play that way.
Right. And then a quarterback's a work in progress being kind.
Who may not play this week.
May not play.
No, it is Jacoby Brissett, so it's not like you're turning things over to.
No, he's not terrible. But
Jacob
he's not
Eason.
One of the best. Right. Or, you know, the Texan situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the Texans would kill for him.
Right.
At 21, up a spot, the Washington football team. They need to get a nickname.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What are you doing? It's been 2 years.
I think they belong there, though. Defense isn't quite as good as we thought. I think that's clear.
No, I don't think they are either.
Yeah. Might get better, but it isn't quite yet.
And it's Taylor Heinicke for a while. I thought he showed some promise, but he still made some mistakes.
Yeah. I mean, they're hard to play against, though, even with Heinicke.
Yeah.
That might have him a little higher the more I think about it.
Down a spot, three spots actually, to 20 is the Philadelphia Eagles.
They're starting to show a little bit of what they are.
Yeah.
A couple injuries.
Brooks
too.
Is down already. Like, yeah.
Brandon Graham got hurt. Yeah. Brooks got hurt. Hurts didn't throw the ball very well, but they ran it. And they could be moving down as we speak, you know.
Down nine spots to 19, the 1-1 Saints.
Whew.
They just didn't show up last
week. I
mean,
I guess they have to drop more than any team.
Yeah. They just did not.
Because they probably got inflated a week ago.
The funny thing is they're 1-1. They probably have a positive point differential.
Probably.
Because they blew out the Packers in week one, and then they just got crushed in week two.
They did. That game was so bad for the Saints in a lot of ways. They played a ton of man coverage, even though they're weak at corner and Lattimore was out.
Other than that, they were fine.
Other than that,
well,
was
I mean, they didn't
idea.
Have coaches all week long because of COVID.
I was gonna say, they didn't have coaches all week long. They had O-line injuries. Their O-line coach wasn't even there for the game because he had COVID, so they couldn't adjust anything really on the fly. And it's like Kamara and nothing else on offense. I mean, the lack of receivers there is really showing up.
They really need Michael Thomas to come back quickly.
They need Thomas or trade for DJ Chark or give the Steelers something for James. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just you need to make a move. I mean, it's bad. It's too much Kamara. That's all they got.
At 18, up seven spots. The Carolina Panthers at 2-0.
I think they're real. Darnold's played well.
They played two crap teams. Though.
They did. They
played two teams that...
Their weapons are strong. You know, McCaffrey makes it all go round. And their defense, statistically, is the best in the league. They played two crap teams. They won't stay there. But it's a good young defense.
As much as everybody was praising Jameis Winston week one, getting back to the Saints room, he only threw for like 140 yards in that game.
He didn't do much in that game.
He had five touchdown passes, but he threw for 140 yards. Mm-hmm. Well, last week he threw for like 111 yards against the Panthers.
Right.
That might be who they are right now because they don't have any weapons.
They don't have any weapons. Right. Yeah. I think it's easy to kill Jameis, and he was really bad in the second game. You're right. But, man, I mean, when you have nothing to throw to. I mean, we saw Brady at the end of his Patriot career.
That's where Jameis is at right now. Jameis would kill for the Patriots wide receivers right now.
For what they've done.
And they're not
good. Absolutely. They're not good. Right. No, they need a guy bad.
But, yeah, the Panthers.
I have respect for what the Panthers
are. The Panthers are going to be 3-0 after this week.
They should be. Yeah, they will be.
They play the Texans Thursday night.
Right, and then they get a nice
with Davis
rate.
Mills.
Yeah.
Like that, they are the streaming defense of the week.
Yeah.
They'll get sacks. They'll get turnovers.
Nice rest going into week four, too. And Darnold still makes a bonehead play here and there, but he's reeled it in. And I like some of their young defensive pieces.
It's 17, up two spots. The number one team in the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, they won. They beat the Chargers. Their defense wasn't hideous. They got some breaks with penalties and things like that, too. And Micah Parsons is now coming off the edge a lot with them with all those defensive end injuries and did really well in that regard. The offense can beat you any way you want. I mean, they can run. They had Pollard going and Zeke this past week, and Dak's really good. It seems a little rough.
You have to put them ahead of the Chargers, don't you?
Oh,
they just won in L.A.
What's that math principle? If A is bigger than B, then B must be bigger.
We're this
than
early
C.
in the yeah, season. Right. Like, they went into Dallas went into Los Angeles and beat the Chargers on their home field. They're both 1-1.
Right. This early, you can do that.
You can do that this
like,
early.
Like, I'm sure
season.
The Raiders will be ahead of the Steelers.
Yeah, and they should be.
Yeah,
and
they should be. Right.
It's 16.
But the Saints aren't ahead of the Packers.
Right.
I mean, it's a slippery slope.
A slippery slope, but, the Chargers chargered that game up.
No, they did. They did. It wasn't like, boy, the Chargers were the much better team. It was a pretty equal game.
Yeah.
You know, I actually think I'd have Dallas higher, though.
It's 16, the 1-1 Titans.
Mm. I think Dallas beats Titans.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did some good things. They came back from dead in Seattle.
Dallas would have issues with Henry, but everybody has issues with Henry.
They'd have a lot of issues with Henry. And you're right. Tannehill hasn't looked awesome.
The Titans would not stop Dallas's offense.
At all.
No. I don't know if Dallas would punt in the game.
I think you start all your fantasy guys in that play, in that game. A.J. Brown and Julio and all those dudes. Yeah, but I'll take Dallas over Tennessee. I think they've been more impressive on tape than the Titans have been.
Yeah. At 15, holding steady again. They might just stay here all season long. Because this is where they were at after week one, too. The Patriots.
That sounds about right. They're probably...
They're a league average team.
Definition of a league average team.
Yeah.
You know, they have some weaknesses that they'll overcome better than most teams do. But their strengths aren't super strong. They don't have Mahomes or, you know, something that just, you know, gets rid of all the problems.
At 14, down three spots, are the Chargers. I love what he says here.
Okay.
The Chargers lost to the Cowboys because they couldn't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
This is what the Chargers do every year.
I know.
Los Angeles committed 12 penalties for 99 yards, two of those infractions negating touchdowns. This is what the Chargers do all the time.
Right.
Some of the penalties could be charitably defined as borderline, but legitimate contenders find a way to rise above this. Justin Herbert wasn't immune to mistakes either. He threw a pair of interceptions, both in the red zone. Mm-hmm. This is what the Chargers do.
Yeah.
They suck us in every year. Oh, look at that roster. Look how good they are.
See, and then they find ways to lose games. Hey, new coach, he deserves a new slate. I mean, sometimes it's organizational passes things down from year to year in a way, too. You know, like, are they going to be good on special teams and little things, you know?
Well, here's what kind of bothers me as well. Brandon Staley, who's their head coach, was asked after the game about Justin Herbert. He said Justin Herbert was outstanding. He was the best player on the field.
He did some really good things, as always.
He threw two big interceptions. I don't know that you could say he was the best player on the field in that game against the Cowboys.
I mean, Dak was better than him.
Cowboys have some pretty good players, too, and beat you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got to be a little, like, hey, he probably should, you know, he can't throw those interceptions. Mm-hmm. Tough love works, too.
Yeah. I mean, and some of these rookie coaches, I like the hires. Arthur Smith's the one I'm really talking about here. And you just wonder, maybe they're coordinators. And I'm not saying that's the case with the Chargers. It's one game. But some of the clock management and small details and things like that are going to be hard for these rookie head coaches.
Yeah.
Let alone with a young quarterback.
Especially, doing it the first time now in full stadiums again. Even the second-year coaches really haven't had to deal with this stuff yet.
No.
Making that decision with 80,000 screaming fans in your ears.
Right. I made this note, too, or I think yesterday I brought it up. All the rookie and second-year quarterbacks had rough weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe Mac Jones didn't, but he didn't really do anything.
He didn't do anything, yeah.
Tua got hurt, but he was getting killed before that and terrible. Even Burrow. I mean, Burrow's hardly throwing picks. He threw three this last week.
13, up three spots. The 2-0 Denver Broncos.
Yes.
They've gotten a gift with their schedule.
They have. I was sitting here thinking when you said the Broncos, but I have the Steelers ahead of the Broncos or the Broncos ahead of the Steelers?
I would have the Steelers ahead of the Broncos.
I mean, the schedule's much different. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're on the same tier.
I think the Steelers fit. Raiders now being more competitive than what we thought they were going to
right.
be, they at least split with the Broncos. Like, what's Denver's?
I think they play this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
No.
Maybe not. Okay.
The Raiders host the Dolphins.
They're going to win that game.
They're going to win that game. Yeah,
they are.
They'll be 3-0. At 12, down seven spots is the Steelers.
Okay. I remember a week ago saying five's too high.
Yeah.
Right. Because Bills had just lost and the Packers got blown out.
But it was an impressive
Baltimore
win in Buffalo.
Right. You know. I'm just saying, guys that were at the top before the season, a lot of them fell, so it made it a little easier to rise than if it was in week 10. You know what I mean? Cleveland lost.
The Steelers are probably in that 9 to 12 range.
Yeah. I think that's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think they'd be in the same tier as the Raiders and Denver and ahead of the Patriots, ahead of the South teams.
Yeah, these teams will kind of
level
off and be in that range all year long.
I think so.
Unless they go on a long losing streak or a long winning streak.
I mean, Steelers' defensive injuries could be – I mean,
it's a long-term
they won't
thing.
Be able to overcome it. But
At 11, up seven spots, the Raiders.
It's funny how people do this. They put them one spot ahead of the Steelers.
Put them one spot ahead of – like
you can't put them at six.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You didn't, last week you didn't bump them ahead of the Ravens.
No, I guess they didn't, huh? Because
so,
one of them came from so much further. You know, I mean, the Ravens were probably fifth and the Raiders were 20th. How do you move one of them to 11 and one to 12. Power rankings are hard.
They're hard.
I've done them, yeah.
Absolutely.
But they should be ahead of the Steelers. They were the better team in this building.
At 10, up four spots the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, they're good. I think they're legit good.
At 9, down five spots, the Seahawks.
Had a tough loss. I mean, they were in control of that game at the half.
Yeah.
They couldn't put them away because they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was a problem.
Against the Titans.
Against the Titans. I mean, Chris Carson ended up with like 30 yards.
At 8, not moving again. They didn't move after week one when they lost. They didn't move after week two when they won.
Birdies or the Brownies?
The 1-1 Browns.
Okay. Makes sense. I bet the
Browns. I might have bumped them down a little bit this week after. Like,
I thought they were more impressive in week one than week two.
Yeah, I thought so too.
When the only NFL quarterback that, I mean, when Davis Mills came in the game, it was over. But before he was called upon, that was an even game.
Like, is Odell Beckham going to come back this week?
This year?
When
do you count him?
Is he persona non grata now? They just don't want him around the building? I don't know.
It's weird. They need somebody there. I mean,
and as I mentioned, like Nick Chubb in two games, I think he's touched the ball 26 times.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been winning both of those games.
Right.
Coaching malpractice.
My big thing with the Browns is the second half of week two doesn't matter to me. You separated. That guy could hardly take a snap and never go to football. Like he didn't belong on the field.
Right.
So that doesn't mean a thing to me.
At 7, the 2-0 San Francisco 49ers.
They've won two tough ones. I mean, they really beat up the Lions pretty good.
But they played two crap teams.
They played two bad teams.
Yeah.
I like bringing up that they're one of the teams that hasn't had a home game yet. So you get two road victories is a nice start.
It's big.
Yeah, it's big in this league.
Yeah.
But they're working on things and health has been such a problem for them lately.
Yeah.
It's not great
every
now.
Year.
I mean,
every
they're going
year.
Through running backs left and right again. So, you know.
It's 6, up 6 spots off their big win last night, the 1-1 Green Bay Packers. I don't know if I'd have brought them up that high. I didn't think they were super impressive last night.
I didn't think they were super impressive either. I just thought they out-talented the Ravens
team.
Or the Lions at the end of the game. And Goff, he's on TV right now. I'm sitting there looking at Goff, and it's like, he's like the definition of a fair-weather quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean,
but if you're going to hammer the Saints as badly as he did, dropping in 9 spots,
right?
How do you raise the Packers 6 spots
I know.
Based off of that
That's
win?
That's just the balance of power ranks.
That's like
brutal.
A 15-spot swing there based off of a win over the Lions and a loss to the Panthers.
But the Packers probably entered the season as the 4th team. You know what I mean? The Saints probably were the 18th or something like that.
I don't think he had them that low.
I don't know. Saints could have been anywhere.
They were around that Steeler range.
Yeah.
At
5. The Packers' loss was every bit as – the Packers' loss in week one was every bit as bad as the Saints'
Absolutely.
Loss in week two.
Absolutely.
And, right. And one of them was against each other.
At 5, up a spot, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm a believer. Although this team that's going to be 4, I think I'd have Buffalo higher than.
At 4, down a spot, the 2-0 Rams.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Ravens. So the Ravens are 3? Okay. I thought the Rams were an easy 3.
I thought so. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think they're an easy 3 right now. And Buffalo would be an easy 4 for me. The Ravens had a great win. Very entertaining.
It's kind of fluky, though.
It's a little fluky. I mean, Clyde Solaire, fumbles at the very end.
His first career fumble.
Right, right. I mean, I have a great respect
like
for
the organization. Like, if they lose that game, were the Ravens going to drop, like, 4 spots?
I'd have Green Bay over Baltimore.
Yeah.
Cleveland versus Baltimore is a conversation to me.
Yeah. I think Baltimore's getting too much respect there
based
off of one win. And the Chiefs didn't move. They stayed at 2.
I would still leave them at 2.
Yeah.
I mean, walking in Sunday night in Baltimore, you lose barely. I'm not going to kill a team. Although their defense.
Troublesome.
I mean, let's not look too much into stats after 2 weeks, but it's the worst in the league.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. Their defense,
and they get their guys back. List, you know, Mathau played and Jones played, and,
right?
You know,
and they lost a game where they scored on defense too. I mean, the Honey Badger took one to the house, and usually that defense is very fundamentally unsound. If they can create 2 big plays a game, they'll win. You know what I mean?
Didn't happen last week.
And they did create one that didn't win. You know, like it's a bad D.
And then at number 1 is the Buccaneers.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah,
I actually read today that their percentage in the sports books has doubled to win the Super Bowl since the start of the season.
Yikes.
I mean, it's up to like 24% from 12 or something along those lines. Like, I'm not that keen on them.
No, I think they're good.
They're good.
Yeah.
They'd be my one, but, I mean, I'd rather have...
If they play the Rams 10 times, maybe they win six of them, yeah.
Something like that, right? They play the Chiefs 10 times with a healthy offensive line, 5-5, you know?
Yeah.
Buffalo could hang with them. A lot of teams could hang with them.
I agree, but that's going to do it for this segment. We're going to take a break. He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. And when we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We'll do that right after this.
This is Black and Gold Fan Heaven.
Listen to this crowd.
SNR.